Chalice presents
And welcome to our podcast mini-series, What's Next for the Future Battlefield? Today we're going to be talking to Christopher Chester about how Chalice can help U.S. Special Operators and other ground combat forces call in precision fires against enemy targets on a GPS-denied battlefield.
Hi, my name is Chris Chester. I'm with a company called Vibe Aerial Insights, and I consult for Chalice in the area of optics and precision targeting.
Welcome to the podcast, Chris.
Thank you. I'm really glad to be here.
So before we begin, can you tell us a little about your background?
Certainly. I retired after 21 years in the special operations and intelligence community, focusing primarily on how it is that we go about doing targeting efforts, starting out as a targeteer working in a joint environment along with the Air Force, going through their targeting schools as well as joint Navy targeting schools. So later in my career, I focused more on the research, development, testing, and evaluation, working capability development of our intelligence, surveillance, reconnaissance capabilities and targeting systems. Since going into retirement and founding this company, then have continued to work with the community and industry to bring them together to be able to build world-class solutions.
That's great. It sounds like you have had an interesting career already. So to start us off, U.S. military commanders have said that future large-scale conflicts will involve near-peer adversaries jamming GPS to degrade the effectiveness of U.S. combat forces. Describe for us the challenges special operators face while attempting to call in airstrikes and artillery fires on a GPS-denied battlefield.
GPS is in so many things. You know, there's GPS, precision-guided munitions, how we're dropping bombs, how they ultimately know where they need to be. But it's in so many other things. We even have communication systems that solely rely on GPS to be able to find a timestamp in order to be able to work properly or understand where it's located at so that it's acquiring the right satellite signal. And as you can imagine, commercially, the evolution of all these different technologies that are out there, that especially in U.S. forces, special operations or not, that we've integrated so many of these capabilities in our daily business. So the loss of GPS capability to be able to work inside of multiple tools that we've gotten to rely on can certainly be quite detrimental to mission success.
So, Chalice has developed a new solution known as VisioLock to overcome this problem. Can you tell us about that and how does it work?
So, when we incorporate things like VisioLock into our platforms, it does just what the name says. It's essentially locking and determining what our target's location is based off of visual references. So, whether you think about your phone and you've got, you know, your Apple Maps or Google Maps or what have you, or the military grade reference systems that we have there, you know, more precise, accurate imagery and mapping capabilities, we're able to take this and marry it up to terrain features and tie those two things together in order to find my location. And once I can find my location, then I can rapidly find locations of other targets, whether they're deliberate or even ad hoc. So as you're sitting there and the situation evolves, then I'm able to slew and designate additional targets.
So can you describe this system in use? What does an operator do to call in a target mission?
So just a real quick paint a picture for what a use case would look like. If you envision you're out on a foot patrol and you come up upon an enemy on the horizon, I'm able to reach out and prosecute that target in a level of accuracy and precision that hasn't existed before.
That was a star.
Now I'm able to use some of the most accurate weapons that we have available. And why that's critical is if I am in an area where there are significant collateral damage concerns, I don't want to damage other buildings. I don't want other people to be hurt. I just want to prosecute the target that is intended, that I can stand off in a safe location, use Sophie with VisioLock, determine where I'm at, and then if I'm getting interference and without having to worry about weather conditions impacting my targeting, derive that coordinate in a rapid fashion.
Echo Tango 3302-0726, over.
Standing by for fire mission when you're ready.
And then turn that over to an aircraft or other precision guided munitions, cruise missiles, a helicopter, whatever is appropriate for that particular target. And then do that in a rapid fashion that helps save lives and complete the mission.
So for our audience, can you talk about the specific system you are marketing to the military and what sets the Sophie Ultima with VisioLock apart from other technology on the market?
So Talos offers Sophie Ultima with VisioLock, and with this handheld, compact, quiet unit, especially compared to some of the existing program of records and tools that are out there, they get afforded a daytime optic that they can zoom with, as well as a mid-wave thermal optic that is cooled. So you get the added distance and precision and accuracy involved there, where you can then, if need be, in a GPS, GNSS, denied environment, determine your location as well as any other target location and pass that information over to an aircraft overhead or other ground forces for prosecution. The precision targeting world uses something that we refer to as an orthomosaic. So there's other technologies that are out there. I kind of fall short in this lane. It's like targeting through a soda straw. I see what's right in front of me. I'm going to hit my visual reference points. I'm going to pick out my target. But, oh no, now I've got another target that's over to my left that I need to rapidly be able to target. And you have to start over from scratch. What VisioLock allows me to do is make a large panoramic or 360-degree panoramic viewpoint, and then it will do scene stitches pixel for pixel so that anything that is inside of that panoramic image, but it's more than just a panoramic image. So in the targeting world, when we start adding precision targeting data behind that image and the metadata and stitch it all together, it's called an orthomosaic, and it allows me to be able to move to anywhere inside of that image and rapidly conduct targeting.
So with all these unique features, what kind of feedback are you getting?
You always get that wow factor, you know, which is so rewarding, you know, to be part of something that does that, where you have guys that have to take a look at so many, especially on the capability development side of the house, to actually get a wow out of someone with, you know, hundreds or thousands of hours at looking through like technologies, and you flip it over to IR or they're near it and they're like, is this actually a cooled sensor? And they're like, yeah, it's just a quiet fan. And they're like, is it really Cat 1? How do we know it's Cat 1? And we walk them through the whole process to just see them mind blown, you know, response to what it is that we've been able to bring to the field.
Wow, that's interesting. Chris, thank you so much for joining the podcast and talking about this exciting capability.
Thank you. We're really excited about what Sophie Ultima with VisioLock is going to provide the special operators, and love being a part of this project.
And to our listeners, please stay tuned for the next episode of our What's Next podcast series.